Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, just to let you know, Lousy Weather Media has moved over to audioboom.com, and just to let you know, you can now subscribe to each individual show on iTunes. So Lousy Weather Media Main Show, I Can't Read, or the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. You can find them all on iTunes now. So if you're a fan of I Can't Read, please hop over to iTunes and hit that subscribe button. Thanks so much. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Yeah, I'm Tony.
Ooh, Karate Tony's in the building. Oh man, you should have seen that karate chop he just did.
So much food.
Oh, watch that roundhouse, bro. Woo, you are going nuts.
Roadhouse.
Ooh, roadhouse, roundhouse, son. Did you ever take karate?
Yeah, but I mean,
you like the movie Roadhouse?
From Family Guy, like Peter just starts roundhouse kicking people, and every time he does, he's just like Roadhouse.
Well, isn't that
because he gets a new pair of jeans that makes him feel like
that he's in Roadhouse? Correct. Yeah. Yeah, but he's doing roundhouses. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So how'd you do in karate? What belt did you get to?
I got to like a, kind of like a taupe.
What's a taupe?
A taupe. It's like kind of white.
Kind of yellow?
Dirty.
A dirty yellow?
I might have got a dirty white belt.
It's like a 0.5 of a white belt.
What is that? Is that a beige belt?
They give you a white when you start.
Yeah.
And then yellow is when you do something.
Yeah.
Like you do one punch.
Well, I did something. I got a belt.
Yeah, I got kind of a belt.
Hang on. Steve Austin's got to crack open a cold brew.
Oh, shit. That yeah, wasn't loud
yeah.
enough. Oh, hell yeah. Break that stack of dimes and call a neck. That's a bad Steve Austin. Not good at impressions. All right, so as I'm scanning our news feed, Tone. Thank you. George R.R. Martin's Wild Cards is becoming a TV show.
Yeah.
We're a big fan of George R.R. Martin.
Comics and stuff, yeah.
If you're not, is that a comic?
I thought it was.
Let's see. But most people these days hear George R.R. Martin's name, it usually evokes one of two emotions. Appreciation that he was responsible for the source material behind Game of Thrones, or impatience related to when exactly he's going to be finished with the Winds of Winter.
Yeah.
God, everyone hates him, man.
Yeah, kind of, though.
The long-awaited sixth book in his A Song of Ice and Fire series. So that's what the whole series is called?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's like A Dance of Dragons is in the Song of
Right,
Fire
right,
and
right.
Ice.
And like Winter's Coming All Over Your Face. That's one of them.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe that hasn't been a porn parody yet.
Probably is. You watch a lot of theme porn?
No, I don't. But I see it a lot online because I'm around the geek news sites and shit like that.
Ah.
So usually when like, you
so
know.
So they're like, hey, do you want Power Ranger Gangbang? You're like, not really, but. Thanks for recommending.
I mean, Power Gangbangers, that sounds pretty fun. Mighty Morphin Power Gangbangers.
Their powers
dick.
Combined.
Yeah.
Right in their face.
Yeah, it's like Tyrannosaurus Rex, Wiener. I'm like, oh man, dinosaur cocks, I'm in.
Scaly.
Wild Cards, a series of sci-fi superhero stories and anthologies that Martin co-edited and contributed to starting in 1987, is getting a TV adaptation. As Martin announced on his Live Journal blog... If you guys want it, it's
got time to fucking write that.
Yeah. Ooh, you better watch yourself. So I'm not sure if it was a comic or not. It doesn't really say. But yeah, so that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I like his writing. Even though he didn't really write it that much.
No.
He was just an editor. He's what like, my name was on it.
What a piece of shit.
Avengers Quinjet spotted on Thor Ragnarok set. Are you excited for Thor Ragnarok? I don't think you are.
No.
Yeah. Did you like any of the Thors? Now.
Now.
Get out of here, Chris Walken. I couldn't remember who you were.
I mean... I guess for kind of like when you watch a movie on USA in like mid-afternoon on a Sunday, you're like, it's there.
Yeah, Thor.
I'll get through it.
Did you like the first one or the second one better?
What did he do? Oh, that's when he fought in a small town. No, I hated that one.
Yeah, the first one with like the dude
The second one was kind of cool, except the ending with the fucking portals and...
Yeah, did you like the dark elf that was in it?
I don't like any of the sub-characters or any of the sub-villains.
You like Loki.
Yeah, Loki's not a sub-villain. I think he's an actual major villain. He reoccurs. But, like, the dude on Guardians was, bland. The elf guy was bland.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that's from Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't really a villain, I guess. No, you're talking about the dude with the hammer.
Oh, wait. No, I'm saying the villain.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
You know who I liked more? Nebula. His henchman, the girl from...
Oh, yeah, she was cool, like the half-cyborg.
The Who, yeah.
Yeah, that was really... She
seemed more interesting. She's, like, putting augments on herself and can put her arm back on and shit.
And that other dude, she's like, I got this hammer and I want this stone.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the stone in the hammer. Now I got a super hammer.
I'm gonna kill him.
And then I'm gonna dance and then...
Oh, man, yeah, the dancing still kind of angers me. Let's see. Rogue One's coming out in, like, 160 days, but when you hear this... we're moving to Fridays, by the way. Me and you, we're moving to Fridays. Friday drop day. So if you guys are looking, we're going to try to do more of a weekly, if not bi-weekly, definitely.
Whoopsie doozies.
But we got episode 100 coming up, so that might be a bi-weekly one because I want to make it a bit of an event. I want me and you to get some ideas together and stuff like that.
Like a mosh pit.
Of, yeah, movies.
Like Thunderdome, sort of.
Yep.
Maybe a video blog of us killing each other.
There you go. That'll be a good final episode. And a 100th one. They did it 100 times and they did something completely different. Murder themselves. I mean, they're getting a lot of hits.
That's
now.
That's tight, though.
Yeah, Rogue One is coming out in 160 days, like I said. Are you excited for that, Tone?
Yes, very much.
I am very excited because Darth Vader's coming back, as we all know. If you didn't, spoilers. I know a lot of people are like, I stay away from the previews. They scare me. I don't want to be ruined. Because DC does that a lot, which we will get into later.
I like how it's like it's not a fucking shitty spinoff. Like it's like it's a Star Wars branded spinoff that's getting taken seriously and has a real budget.
It also is something that's happening within the timeline of the universe instead of being like, oh, this happened like the prequels. This happened fucking years before, or like when you go like way far in advance or something like that. It's like actually, no, these people are on the Death Star that you saw blow up in A New Hope. That's where this is taking place, I think. Right?
Bad stuff's a happening.
It's like either right in between 3 and 4, or while 4 is happening. I feel like at the end of Rogue One, you're gonna see the Death Star blow up and maybe like Luke being like, wahoo, flying out and shit like that. Is that what he did? I can't
and they
remember.
Go, that asshole.
Red 5 standing by. That would be so cool if they recut old footage like in the movies and shit like that. I would really like that.
That'd be tight.
It would look really bad, but I would like that.
You would like that though.
I would love it, man. All right, so we don't have any more. Do you have any more news? Do you see any cool trailers or anything like that?
Not cool trailers. I saw trailers. I saw one for Dunkirk.
What's that?
Tell me about
Dunkirk.
You stupid ass.
Okay.
Christopher Nolan.
Oh.
And in the preview, the guy who made
Interstellar.
The Batman trilogy, Interstellar, Inception. I was like, holy fuck, they're really slamming this dude's name.
I know who Christopher Nolan is. Computer screen. Please move on.
We've heard of him.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
It's a World War II epic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, is there aliens and shit in it?
No, just a realistic one.
Ooh. That's going to be really good because he's got an insanely beautiful eye.
Oh, it's a really pretty minimalist trailer where all you do is see them on a U-boat. Like,
I did see that.
Yeah, where they're just on that fucking, what are they called? P-boats?
I don't know.
I don't know. The fucking PT boats where they land.
Yeah, it's the ones that actually storm the beach in Normandy. Yeah. If you're familiar with Frontline, Medal of Honor, they drop down. Or the beginning of fucking Saving Private Ryan. Those are the ones that hit the beach, drop down, and then they run out. Like the ramps.
I feel stupider for saying it. I wish I knew what that boat was called.
Why? I just described it perfectly.
Oh, Jesus. Why? I don't need the actual name.
Did you see the preview for Sully?
No.
It's about the Hudson River landing of the plane with Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
It kind of reminds me of how Flight was. Like, he's a hero, and they're like, how much did you drink that day, motherfucker?
You're a heroin addict.
They're like, you could have made it. You only had, like, one engine down. It looks pretty intense, but it definitely reminded me of Flight, but obviously I'm sure that's more so.
You could have made it, but you decided to just dump it in the water.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what Flight was more so based off of and shit. I'm stoked for it because I like Tom Hanks a lot. I know a lot of, I've been hearing a lot of people shit on Terminal.
Nobody, recently, a lot of Terminal talk.
I'm listening to old podcasts, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, he was in that shitty movie Terminal. I'm like, you guys didn't like Terminal? So good.
Terminal's so tight. Well, it's kind of like someone saying, like, oh, Leonardo and Tom Hanks were in Catch Me If You Can. I hated that crap.
That actually gets a lot of praise, because that movie does rock.
I love that movie.
That movie's so good. When he's in the bathtub, well, not in the bathtub, but when he has all the planes in the bathtub, he's in the bathtub playing with planes. I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh,
I'm Howard Hughes. I don't know who I'm playing.
No, it'd be great if he was like, I'm a big boy, Gilbert.
See? Yeah, mixing characters.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's a crossover. What's Eating Gilbert's catch? Nope, that doesn't work.
Done.
Catch Me If You Gilbert.
Catch Me If You Grape.
Catch Me If You Grape. Name of the episode. Nice. Well done, sir. That's what I was trying to go for. I was like, we got to get something good out of this. And we did.
Yeah. Bingo, bango.
Bungo. Okay, so Yeah, I guess that's what were we talking about? I can't remember.
Sully.
It looks really cool. Yeah, the Hudson River landing. I wasn't really familiar with the story, and the preview gives a lot of it away, obviously. But yeah, it looks pretty.
Always
looks pretty good.
What else did I see?
Previews now. Oh yeah, they've been showing a lot of the Harry Potter new trailer, Magical Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah,
those that looks dope. I'm actually really excited for that. Even though it's set in America, I'm kind of bummed. I like the English accents, but the score they use is great because they're using the same one.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty.
But it's like way epic. Got a lot of dubstep.
The fuck else
is
coming
like
out?
Fucking Forgetticus. Blah, 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 blah. Whip, 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 whip. Call 911. No, you got to do something. You got to do something like Hagrid. Or Harry. Blah, blah.
You're a wizard, Harry. Blah. Okay. You guys can tune
Snape,
out now.
You're a cog. Blah, blah. No, that wasn't in the movie. Would have been way better, though. Anyways, yeah, that looks really good. I don't think I've seen really anything else that I've wanted. Oh, the fucking the weird little kid movie directed by Tim Burton.
Be more specific. BFG? No.
No, that's a big fucking giant, yeah.
That's a big fucking giant. I know what it means. Mean, though. Big fucking gun, big fucking giant.
Yeah, big fucking can, the BFC monster one.
Yeah.
What does it stand for? Big friend giant?
It's something simple. Okay. Like,
big fun giant.
Yeah.
Big friendly fucking
guy.
Giant. I like
big friendly guy.
That's what it is. Big friendly guy. Yeah, you're right. It's like Mrs. something in the Peculiar Kids, like Mrs. Peculiar and the Peculiar Kids.
Oh yeah,
kids.
Mrs. Papa Top.
Yeah,
and
Mrs.
Papa the Wobble Kids
and the Wobbly Woobiter Peculiar fucking little ankle biters. Like it's got a long title. It's forever. That looks really cool though. I like that. It's probably gonna suck though, but you know.
Hey, it is what it is nowadays in cinema.
Yeah, but at least it's something new.
And people are like, oh, why are you guys remaking movies from 8 years ago? Because what else are they going to do?
Well, they can make new movies.
They could try.
I mean, Mad Max was a new storyline of a movie.
How
at
many
least.
Mad Maxes do you see that are so original and so earth-shaking and they come out of nowhere?
Of movies that already existed. Well, Jurassic World I felt was pretty good.
That came from other movies, though. It's not
so
like,
did Mad Max, dickhole.
You dickhole, he wrote all those.
Yeah, but...
No.
Jurassic World came from a franchise.
You like Jurassic World as much as goddamn Mad Max?
No, but I'm saying it was a good...
What's wrong with your
brain? It was a good like step forward in the storyline is what I was saying.
I mean, I guess.
It wasn't amazing. Mad Max was amazing. I'll give you that. But also coming from the Mad Max series before, I mean, like, the first two were great. The third one actually isn't that bad. A lot of people give it shit, but I didn't mind
Thunderdome.
It. Yeah, Thunderdome was tough.
Yeah.
But the second one, I think, is my favorite.
Yeah, it's tight as shit.
Yeah, the second one.
Road Warrior.
Road Warrior feels like this Mad Max.
Yeah.
Fury Road.
Evil as fuck.
It is. And that little kid with the boomerang.
What else did I see? I saw a trailer for... what the fuck was it?
Excalibur.
Dude. Netflix confirmed season 2 of... Stranger Things is completely done. Well, they were
done.
Well, they were like
filming
on the fence because they were kind of like, well, it could be standalone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Technically.
Well, I haven't seen it, so fuck off.
Oh, you stupid idiot, dumb baby.
Still on episode 3.
Oh well, then let's just pause this.
Yep, we'll watch it. Oh my god, what a good show,
oh,
Tone.
Son of a bitch, we're
holy
back.
Shit! I can understand what you meant by that last comment. No, we didn't watch it.
Jesus.
But yeah, no, I'm stoked for it. That's good that they, I mean, I figured they would do a season 2. Just kind of like True Detective could have been one. They should have done one.
They should have stopped.
I really hope they do a season 3 though and try to redeem themselves. I don't know if they will because of the backlash that happened.
Yeah, it got so bashed.
We are all over the place. Did you see Excalibur?
Huh?
Did you see Excalibur the preview?
No.
King Arthur, it's one of the two. It looks weird. It's like some of it takes place in modern day. It looks kind of like Assassin's Creed-y, which that looks like.
Yeah, and I watched that hot shit too.
The trailer. I was like, you saw it?
No, I mean, why would I see it? It's going to be not as bad as Prince of Persia because Michael Fassbender is probably going to go, please don't make this the worst.
Please don't make this Prince of Persia.
You remember Prince of Persia? Jake Gyllenhaal's still trying to kill himself from that.
Yeah.
But also
Fassbender.
Fassbender, luckily, is playing an American who then goes back into his ancestors' memories. So at least half his character he can do pretty well.
Is Fassbender English?
Yeah, he's English, but doing an American accent is not hard. But doing an ancient...
English, yeah,
like,
I get you.
Roman.
Cockney.
Well, I mean, I guess that would be...
It's during the Spanish Inquisition.
Inquisition, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'll definitely watch it, but probably not in theaters. If I do, it's matinee time for sure. I went and saw Independence Day Resurgence in theaters, though, so who knows?
Was that really awesome?
That fucking sucked.
Was that, like, really cool with all the tech and the, like, the giant tech, all right, robots?
This is what I'm
going to
give
stuff.
You. The tech was really cool, and the fucking queen, like, alien was really cool, but it was just every part of the human acting fucking sucked.
Ah.
And what made it worse, like, all right, if you really want to see Independence Day Resurgence, just don't listen for the next 30 seconds. I'm going to give you something real quick. So it's just fucked up that Will Smith's kid's a fighter pilot. Fucking the daughter of the president that used to be,
yeah,
fighter pilot. Oh, so guess so who saves people. The fucking world? The same fucking, the cum of the people that saved it the first time. Oh, God, that bummed me out so hard. I was like, just make it new people that are saving the world. It doesn't have to be Will Smith's. I don't need the nostalgia. No,
it doesn't need the, yeah, it doesn't need to be the people that did it once.
They're trying to like build the storyline lines around it so much.
The legacy of saving the world will be passed down.
Yeah, when I come into your mom, you're going to be just as good at fighting aliens as I was.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be as cool because it just isn't.
Yeah, it just doesn't have that fucking first. I mean, and then you remember the crazy scientist? He's in it a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It's good. Honestly, you'll probably enjoy it more than I did in theaters if you just watch it here and, like, you know, fucking, like, eat and, like, be able to pause
chill
it and
out,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, watching it during the movies, I'm like, holy mother fuck. This is bad. But
real bad.
Again, it was, like, a 10:30 showing. I guess I didn't talk about that on here, but, yeah. So, that brings us out of news. Do you have anything else? If you have something else, please.
I'm not, I don't know, I just kind of rack my brain that I think of stuff later, like it like farts into my mind.
All right, well, if you think of some more news, please interject it when we're in a different segment.
All right.
we're going to do Genre 5. Coming at you, TV theme songs. This one was really hard.
It's a hot genre. No, it's not. I did it in 2 minutes. You're a moron.
No, it's really hard.
Next.
Not really thinking of them. It was more so trying to figure out the ones that I wanted to be in my top five.
I know. And there's I feel like I neglected about 90 that I looked at.
Wow, yeah.
Because I could have put about 20 on there.
I put 10 on, and I was like, okay, I feel confident with this. I was like, now I need to knock it in half.
Give me 3 of yours.
I'm not going to give you 3.
Just give me 3.
Just give you, okay.
Hit me with a 3-pack.
Stranger Things, definitely.
Okay.
I will listen. I want to buy that. Just the track. And
you know that's
around.
An artist. You can get his whole album.
Don't care. Just like the theme. Okay. I'm kidding. Batman the Animated Series. Incredible. Based off of, Danny Elfman's score of Batman and Batman Returns.
Yeah.
But, dude, that opening credits and everything like that. But based on song, too, that's incredible.
Right.
Doug.
Ooh, how did that one go?
Coming in the wand on us.
Shut the fuck up. Why do you do both of them? Okay. I regret what I said.
All right, sorry.
You're fucked.
Give me 3 years.
No, I only have 5, ass.
I have
10.
No, I cut them in half.
Oh.
So we could have done it regularly. Damn it.
You dumb, stupid.
You were the stupid one. I told you I cut him
in
half.
Your face, I saw it. It's so stupid.
Ooh. All right. Okay. So my first one was Stranger Things.
And I swear to God, if you do any fucking inkling of Doug, right, I'll punch your fucking computer
I'll flip
into
this
your
table.
Chest. Yeah.
Good.
My first one is Halt and Catch Fire. It's like a more awesome, extended, like, more electronic version of Stranger Things.
What? Oh, you posted that one time, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to you.
No, I told you to because you'd really enjoy it. And you're just like, fuck that.
No, I had to save my Wi-Fi for Pokemon Go. You know
I
this.
Hate you so much.
Yeah.
You could have done it at home.
I had to wait till I get home. I just forgot about
but
it.
But Halt and Catch Fire is a really, really good fucking electronic song.
That's a deep cut. When did that come out?
What do you mean?
When did that show come out?
2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Where? Internet? Web
AMC,
show?
I think.
Web show?
No. It's like a real show.
Real people? Cartoon?
No, real people.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all about, like, you know, it's really good. It's about a computer manufacturer, like, kind of, like, coming up against the big boys trying to create the computer of the future.
And then the computer fucking wages war with them.
Yeah, because he sees the Apple Macintosh and it goes, hello. And then he goes, oh, shit.
I have to build something to kill this. And then he builds a sick-ass computer.
Yeah.
And it fucking punches the Apple right in the face. Right?
Yeah. It's called Pear.
Oh, yeah. I'm in. All right, so my next one is Batman the Animated Series, based off the Danny Elfman
It's almost like I'm having some sort of like
Deja vu. Did a black cat
deja seizure.
Just walk walk by again? Yeah, but that one is really good. I can't remember the person that scored the show, but she's incredible because she did scores for every single 22-minute show every fucking week. And that show's just strong in general, too.
Yeah. I loved it as a kid. I was like, dude, this is good. Three episodes in a row this Saturday? Get out of here.
Yeah, and there was a lot of two-parters on that, too. Kind of like in a nostalgia base of the Batman 66, next time on Batman, and then fucking, like, Robin's getting eaten by a giant clam. You're like, no! The Boy Wonder!
Like the episode of The Thorn Garden, part one and two.
Thorn Garden?
Yeah.
What was that, Poison Ivy?
I don't know. I was just making it up.
Okay. There's a Poison Ivy part one and two.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead. You fucking piece of shit. Wait for my third one, motherfucker.
My next one is Cheers.
Oh, where everybody knows your name. Right, that's it.
Sometimes you want it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dope song. That's it. But did you watch Cheers a lot as a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Not as a kid. As a kid, I watched it sporadically. Like when it was on, it'd be all right.
With your dad.
But I didn't really know who like Norm was. I didn't know the characters. Then I got way back into it like 5 years ago and watched like all seasons.
I could never get into it, but it's probably because I was a little kid and I was like, why the fuck aren't these cartoons?
Yeah, I was like, what are these humans doing? Like, especially if it wasn't like a house drama like Roseanne or Full House. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, Full House is fun.
Oh, and since it was at a bar. Well, yeah. Full House also had kids on it, so there's a relatable subject to you. There wasn't any
Cheers
kids at the bar.
Cheers is just adults hanging out at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. It's kind of like Becker.
Yeah, just kind of people popping into that one huge set and being like, hey, and there's like a back room with a pool table and there's like little areas and there's sometimes outdoor shots.
Kind of like how Friends was too.
Yeah.
They'd have like outside of the fucking, what was it called? Central Perk, the coffee shop.
Oh, fucking A. Motherfucker.
Yeah, Cheers. That's a great theme song. Like, I love the Golden Girls theme song, but I hated the Golden Girls. Well, I didn't hate the Golden Girls. I didn't watch it a ton, though.
What's that song go like?
Oh, fuck me.
It's a pretty song, right?
It is really pretty. Me and we're actually, Leota's, when we go back out, we're
kinda
using that as an intro.
Kind of like the song at the end of like, you know, oh man, what the fuck is that movie?
What?
The girl baseball team movie.
Oh,
League of Their Own.
Yeah. Oh, League of Their Own. So good, man.
Yeah. The song at the end of that movie, I'm like, why don't I just go kill myself now? All these girls are dead.
Oh, you know what song at the end of a movie really fucks me up?
If you say Transformers, no. Linkin Park.
That's Golden Girls. Yep. No, but the one that fucked me up a lot was Moneyball.
Oh yeah, with the singing. Yeah, she's singing.
The little
yeah.
girl. Jesus. I was like, excuse break me. My dumb shitty heart. All right, so you just did Cheers.
Yeah.
Is
next,
that your second
you
one?
You picked Doug. Yep.
Yeah, Doug.
And then we'll move on to my third. Because you already picked your third. Shut the fuck up. My next on my list is
no. Bam. Oh, ping. Fuck. I wish I had sound effects like a punch. Oh fuck.
My teeth. I'm right in the kisser.
And then some teeth, yeah.
Yeah.
He slugged me.
Like change hitting the floor.
I had silver teeth.
My next one is X-Files.
Nice, that was on mine too. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, great. Wee, incredible. Wee, dude, and creepy wee, as fuck. Like all the little shots of the alien ships and like the hand with the fucking like implant in it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, that show's great. Have you watched the first season lately?
Evil.
The first season's rough. David Duchovny fucking sucks
at acting.
Dude,
David had to step it up.
Dude, he actually, you can see him progress as an actor in that show, and
yeah.
he gets really good. I heard they're doing another, either a series, like a short, or another movie.
Well, I know the new series was out.
It's out already?
It's like a 6th episode, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
It's in the ether, man. We can get it.
Oh my god. Yeah, I went back and started watching the whole series because me and my mom used to watch occasionally.
Yeah.
And I got through like the first three or four seasons, but that's a hefty series. Like,
oh,
it's
fuck yeah.
42 minute an episode, and I think there's like 22 a season, and there's like 10 seasons.
Thick. It's like trying to watch all of Buffy or Xena.
How'd you like the fucking movie, the second one? I Want to Believe, I think it was called, the real Christian-y one.
I'm not gonna say I can remember anything about any of the movies.
Really? You don't remember?
I remember
there's
one with bees.
That was the first one. That was one that was like, he's like, the alien needs a pedicure. That was like the tagline of the poster.
Good
it was fucking
Lord.
Weird. But the alien looked scary as fuck. That was probably one of the best looking aliens of their series. Because you remember, the series was much more like, oh, he's the Burning Man. It would just show like an imprint of a fucking man that was like black, like a soot.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really show anything. That was kind of cool. Like,
you
low
didn't have
effect.
CG, yeah.
Yeah, low effect, but gave that. But they, I don't know, it was really, I love the crime drama element of it, but with the supernaturals.
Oh, supernatural side. So I really get into that.
Yeah.
It really takes me to another place.
So that was both of our fourth. That's wild. My last one.
That was my third.
Oh.
What's your fourth?
X-Files. So go ahead. Do
Oh, one. Okay. So my fourth. Dumb idiot.
No need for that. We're fucking friends.
Is 30 Rock.
Really?
Yeah, it's so catchy.
Now, is it catchy or is it like that it makes you happy? Because I had The Office on mine and I was like, I don't know if that's a really good theme or if I'm just like get really happy when I hear it.
It's a great theme. It's a really cool piano theme.
No, it's cool, but like on the scale of themes.
I don't care.
What's the 30
Rock? For me, like it's one that I will never skip. I enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Right on.
That's a testament to me. I'll skip fucking Full House all day.
Yeah,
like,
Full House is great.
I'll skip Roseanne all day. I'll skip all these other ones that are like really catch, like iconic. I'm like still like move the fuck along, like Tim the Tool Man. Like just get to the show. And Al Buzzkill Borland.
Game of Thrones
is my last one too.
Yep. Right on. And that's one that I will skip if I'm rewatching the show.
Yeah,
but
no.
when I turn the show on, if I'm watching weekly, that I watch that fucking thing. And I think there is a previously on. I can't remember though. But
and there's beautiful fucking changes in it. It's subtly changing with the show.
The backdrop of it is incredible.
Yeah, the visuals,
the building of it and shit. But I mean, just the song itself. I mean, it makes you want to go fight dragons.
Yeah. It's literally like hard cock, fucking hard cock, like.
I'm coming. Fuck Joffrey in the asshole. I fucking hate him, little prick.
You took everything so far.
Full House. I'm gonna do honorable mentions. Full House was obviously we talked about that a bunch.
Yeah.
Step by Step, incredible. But that was like the same one, dude. Step by Step was rad.
That's the one that it says like step by step,
day by day.
Oh yeah, they're at a fucking amusement park. And they're like, hey, here we are.
And that little asshole fucking drops his ice cream and grabs the nerdy kids and put it on
stupid
his. Stupid
like, idiot. Oh. And the dog eats it. Ah, it's so funny.
What was I saying? Yeah, Step by Step. But there was like a portion of time when
I never
they, like
watched that show though.
It was kind of like a shitty Brady Bunch. Well, it was kind of like the Brady Bunch because I hated the Brady Bunch too. I was like, fuck these old dead people. Yeah. I hate them so much. They're probably not dead.
Fuck
I don't.
These old dead
everything
people.
Just looks so old, and I was like, God, this is so boring. No one gives a shit if Marsh gets hit in the fucking face. Anyways, Family Matters.
Yeah,
that was a fucking great one. The Detroit like skyline.
Oh, yeah.
Skibbity bop that out. Yeah, you're like holy shit, they're scatting. yeah, there's a ton of them. But I also had Power Rangers. I couldn't add that.
I
because
bet you did. Where the fuck does that one go? It's like real guitar-y Japanese.
Super. Yeah, there's a lot of shredding in it.
Like 9 or 10 guitars.
go go Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is fucking rad.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're like pulled out. I was like, I got it. That's in my quiver, sir.
Go ahead, hit me.
I will fire that arrow. Power Rangers, Pokemon. That's a great theme.
Oh,
ooh,
gotta
you're
catch them all.
My best friend in a world we must defend. Pokemon. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Salute Your Shorts. That was a great theme. Camp on Camp on Noah. We hold you in our hearts. You don't remember that?
Farts. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think of you. The Office was on there, and I mentioned that, and X-Men. Oh, fuck, I woke up to that so much in my 20s because I had the bootleg DVDs.
Man, oh, man, just that sentence alone.
Yeah.
Woke up to that theme song from that animated show from when I was a kid in my 20s.
And then I'd go grab 2 Dr. Pepper, slam them, go back to bed till noon.
Damn.
Yeah. My mom, it was fucked because I think I've spoken about this before, the X-Men, like, the actual show of it was very low volume, and for some reason they made
the credits smack.
Not the credits. They made the DVD menu like that theme song and 300% louder than the show. So funny. I'd go to sleep, and 2 hours after it got done playing, it would just fucking start blasting that song. So I'd like fall out of bed to fucking that rad guitar. It was a good way to wake up, I feel.
Yeah.
All right, so...
sweet alone.
That was a really fun genre five.
Are there any other honorable mentions I'm thinking of? Because like...
Prince of Bel-Air?
No, fuck
you didn't
that.
Like that? In West
the first
Philadelphia,
few times, like,
born and raised.
Like, when I was learning it as a kid, I'm like, I can rap it.
Did you remember when they showed the extended one? It was only on episode one where they would repeat it. He was in the airplane.
Yeah.
Dude, that blew my mind. I was like, get the fuck out!
It's like a full song.
Yeah, I was like, they took shit out of this?
Yeah.
That's wild.
They gotta cut it. Dude, then there's some that I'm like,
Buffy
holy
the Vampire
crap.
Slayer?
Shut up.
You like that.
Whatever.
I love The Offspring.
Like, just like fucking that huge slide.
They're vampires.
I like the angel theme too. It's just kind of like guitar-y, but it's cool. Yeah,
they were hip as fuck.
And then, oh, dude, so hip. What else did I like? Oh, no, I hated. I really don't care for House of Cards. I'm like, could you move this dark Metropolis street line?
Yeah, it's beautiful
piano
to look at, but yeah, it's fucking way boring. I skip through that all the time.
What a hot 3 minutes of fucking, like,
how do you think of Lost?
Jazz, huh?
How do you think of Lost? Wow.
I mean, those are easy. Like, Heroes? Awesome and quick.
Heroes was dope, yeah. But not really a theme song, but I guess
no,
it was
more of like an intro, like little intro.
Family Guy, that got annoying as fuck.
I fucking hate it. I hate Simpsons. I hate Family Guy.
Simpsons I can stand. That's Danny Elfman as well.
It's fun because they change it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? But
I don't watch The Simpsons enough to be annoyed by it. I did watch Family Guy enough to be like, banana. I was like, fuck.
Well,
oh.
Even DBZ. When I was really into it, I'm like, man, Cell Saga, move along.
Yeah, DBZ is a little rough to listen to.
This is a lot of fucking action guitar. Those Japanese guitars, man.
Dude, they shred, man.
Dude, it's so intense. And then there are times in the episode where it starts and it's like, a ba-ba-doo-ba-boo-boo. And they're just cooking breakfast. And I'm like, I was just listening to 19 guitars shred hell fire all over the fucking screen.
Yeah, man,
are flying on clouds and now they're just like, ooh, rice ball. Hey, Chi-Chi.
Take out that part where she shows her tits.
And I'm like, literally, my dad's like, you really like this show? I'm like, I think it's an episode where they're not going to charge up or fight. I'm really pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta wait till tomorrow at dinner time.
Yeah, it becomes like a fucking, like a shitty drama. All right, so what's happened? Do you have anything else that you want? Okay, hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I saw The Killing Joke in theater. Joker voiced by Mark Hamill and Batman by Kevin Conroy. Really fucking cool to see them on a giant screen again. The last time I saw and heard those voices was Mask of the Phantasm. Yeah. And like fucking, what, that had to have been like 94 or 5.
Yeah.
So I was like way young. But I remember walking out of that theater being like, that was the coolest fuck, a cartoon on a massive screen. So yeah. And not only that, like an actual like drawn cartoon as well. I know that this is probably mostly digitally drawn, but it still looks like a cartoon. It's not CGI. It was really good. They take a lot of liberty with the stories and add a weird relationship into it. It's fine, though. It's really good. I think it got kind of a low rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
You got busted.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I also... Go ahead. You give me one.
Paul
back
Tomatoes gives it 9 out of 10 certified.
I would give it like...
Edible.
I'd give it like a 7 or an 8. I'd definitely watch it again.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... I didn't walk out being like, that was the coolest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
Because in 5 minutes into the movie, you're like, if you read the comic, you're like, I should reread it. I don't remember that at all. Then you go back home and do it, and you're like, that wasn't in there at all.
Oh, that is just extra.
That's a hefty part of the story they threw in there. Because I felt like really dumb. I was like, I don't remember this book at all. And then they started getting to like the last half of the movie. I'm like, oh, I remember all this.
How dumb am I?
Honestly, I was like, did I just drink away The Killing Joke from my memory? And then like I was like, no, I didn't. They just added a ton of shit.
I watched One Punch Man. It's an animated show.
One Punch Man.
It's on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking... Like, I knew about it, and I'd seen clips from it, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, it's really funny, but it's also, like, Dragon Ball Z, like, power. Like, this dude who's unassuming is, like, pretty much he just wants to be a chill bro, but he also wants to be famous. And so he's, like, a superhero, but he keeps getting, like, nobody knows who the fuck he is. And so he'll come up against guys and they'll just be like, who are you, Pipsqueak? And he's like, oh, dude, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck you, you're dead. And he's like, oh, God, dude.
That's literally the joke from fucking...
Yeah, like someone will be like, my name is Swiss Sword Bladesmith. He's like, okay. And like they'll throw the sword at him and he'll catch it like a quarter millimeter before his eye. And he's like, can I go home, dude? Like, I'm just trying to go straight through the path. You're just here. And then he'll like murder people and be like, sorry, oops. Because he's just such a god. Like,
that's the joke they use for Star-Lord.
What?
I'm Star-Lord. Who? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. It's same exact premise. It's like he wishes he was popular. Yeah. He's like, they're Googling about other dudes. Look at this guy. He's taking credit for the cool shit I do.
That's funny. That's like kind of how fucking Kick-Ass was as well.
Fun little Japanese anime like show.
I saw the new Ghostbusters. And honestly, I don't know if it's because I had such low expectation. But the first, like, all
you
right.
You had yourself a blast.
I did. I had a lot of fun. I liked it more than the movie I'm about to mention next. Mm. I enjoyed it more, but...
I probably would, too.
Ghostbusters, there is definitely low-hanging fruit in it, for sure. Chris Hemsworth kills. He is so fucking funny. Like, yeah. I laughed so hard at his shit because it came out of nowhere. I was like, I didn't know he was going to be that fucking dumb, but holy fuck, does he pull it off well. Go see it as a matinee, because if you pay full money for it, you'd probably be mad at me. but no, I really enjoyed it.
No refunds from this show.
I saw it from like with three people that fucking absolutely adore Ghostbusters, and they all walked out being like, I really liked it. That was cool. They did the characters well.
Yeah.
They had the representation of each one. They explained to me who was who, because I haven't seen Ghostbusters in fucking years. I really want to rewatch it, though. There's cameos by your boys in it. And the last fucking 30 minutes is just like a CGI vomit, though. That's the only thing. I was like, wow.
Just neon horse shit everywhere.
Ooh, yeah. It looks like a fucking weird ghost rave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. But no, it's cool, though. I dig it. There's a lot of funny humor in it, and a lot. There's not a ton of low-hanging fruit, but it's good.
Cool.
So what, you want to talk about Suicide Squad?
Yeah, we're just talking about Suicide Squad here real quick.
They made a movie.
On Tony Tomatoes, it gets a hard 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I gave it a 5 as well. I'll rewatch it, but probably doing something else.
I'm grouchy about soundtracks over scores.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I do not like it. Some people, like a few people I've talked to, are like, well, I don't mind that. I like having songs and it kind of gets you moving. I'm like, or like gets you excited. I'm like, yeah, but it also can drag you back to where you heard that song. Like Interstellar works on an emotional level, I think, half in part because of its fucking soundtrack.
Who did Interstellar's?
I want to say fucking not Han.
I think it might have been Hans Zimmer.
Either Hans Zimmer or John Williams.
I'll look it up.
He was a big composer.
I think it's Hans Zimmer, but Interstellar.
It was Hans Zimmer, yeah, because it's very orchestra sounding, like organs and shit.
I'm about to say fucking John Williams also is very orchestra sounding. I don't know if you've heard Star Wars. I hate that IMDb makes it really hard for you to find fucking sound.
IMDb, we have a lot of issues with.
Soundtracks. Not go genie until the good night. Gentle. I said genie.
Do not go gentle to that good
night. Gentle.
Gentle.
But, yeah, I also agree with that whole, like, thing of, like, putting songs into a movie because, unless it's like, all right, remember Iron Man?
Yeah.
They did the Back in Black theme when he was driving. That's totally fine because you know what? They went to the radio and it was playing. I was like, that's cool. I like that. That's in the movie.
Or stuff like that, like Kick-Ass putting on headphones and listening to some punk. Like, okay, cool.
I dig that.
I get that kids listening to punk or even Peter Parker and Spider-Man and shit. But, or if it's an atmospheric, like they're in a club and there's a song playing that that comes on. Not just like during an action scene, you kick into Linkin Park.
Hans Zimmer, by the way. Okay. Interstellar. But yeah, well, that also makes sense because
that kind of shit, like Johnny Greenwood in fucking There Will Be Blood, incredible score. Did not need a fucking production song whatsoever.
Now, do you think it's because that's a time period? That's a period piece.
But I mean,
I know Interstellar wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a future piece, but it's not a
right. But
No, I mean, every movie that I like, I don't think has a soundtrack that is not original score. Like everything like Danny Elfman produces in films, everything that. Clint Mansell does in films. You know what I'm saying? Like fucking The Fountain.
Yeah.
And like
Requiem.
Yeah, Requiem. Even like Smoke and Aces.
You know what's kind of cool?
It's a movie that could have had shitty fucking hip hop songs way through it.
What's cool about Requiem though is that Clint Mansell actually fucking like made like techno-y beats and shit.
Yeah.
And like weird like techno like
Requiem?
Yeah.
And then the Cronus Quartet.
Yeah, like that type of shit. We're all doing drugs.
Because it matched the theme like of the movie, because they were like young, hip dudes that were also druggies.
But he also, I don't know, that score is beautiful.
And The Fountain feels ancient.
Ooh, God.
Like, that score is ancient.
That score is amazing. Fuck.
What else is a great score?
All right, but hey, Star Trek, remember the Beastie Boys at the beginning of it, but he's listening to it in the car as well. And I thought that was kind of a cool pull. I think if they can add it into it and make it like that, I think that works better. And there are some times when it works. I'm trying to think of a time when it just appears on the soundtrack and you're like, okay, I'm in for this. Maybe if it's a song I don't know.
Now, like, there's totally fucking films that work with it. Mm. Like fucking Garden State.
Yeah.
It literally is littered with fucking pop hits because it conveys the emotion that the actors probably aren't going to give themselves. But it's also enjoyable because it's as pretty as like the thoughts they're trying to evoke.
I agree.
This shit, it like lyrically doesn't even match what's going on.
You know what a lot of people said? It was like a fucking music video throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when the song is talking about like, I don't know, like working on cars and banging bitches and they're fucking killing aliens. I'm going, what? Huh?
Yeah, it's a girls, means girls, nothing. Girls, but they're
fighting. Like, it's like, this is a White Snake song, and they're just going into sewers and talking about fucking, like, fighting aliens. What is this doing for the fucking film?
I also felt that the characters weren't developed a lot. I felt like they could have used Jared Leto a lot more than they did. Also, Ben Affleck, both are in it, but I mean, barely. I feel like DC's playing a really hard game of catch up with Marvel, and they're trying to push things that they think are like in the Marvel-esque type of thing. They're trying to get the universe together. They're trying to fucking make it happy. They're trying to make it dark. They're trying to do. They keep fucking failing.
Yeah.
Also, DC cuts the best trailers ever, and then makes the worst movies, because they show all the cool parts, and then everything else is just dog shit.
They're like, dude, look what we're working on. It's the shit.
They don't care about fucking, like,
it's the shit.
Developing the characters. That's what I feel like. There's no gravitas towards the actual characters themselves. It's just like, we need to move this along so we can get to this part. That's all it feels like.
And it's a bummer, because those characters are rich. With the greatest characters.
Yeah, those characters are very rich. You know what? No one gave a shit about Iron Man or Captain America. They all cared about X-Men and Spider-Man. Marvel sold those off, and then Marvel gave a shit about their characters and made really, really good movies with them. And now everyone loves Iron Man and Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even fucking care about Spider-Man until Marvel got it back.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck that little wall crawler.
Yeah, I watched...
everyone turned into Joe Jana Jameson.
Only watched half of it, but I watched, Gwen Stacy take a plunge.
Spider-Man.
Man,
one?
Second one.
Two?
Second
two.
One. With Jamie Foxx,
Electro,
and that damn, you know what I didn't Green like? Goblin.
You know what I didn't like is Jamie Foxx being like, I'm Electro in the background and I'm rapping up about myself. I was like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Who said that?
Or someone was like, when he starts going like from pole to pole and it's like, bomb, 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 bomb.
I didn't mind that.
And he was like, oh, I like this song. I was like, God damn it.
That sucks. I didn't mind that, though. Like, having that be represented like that, I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then they do some dumb shit like that. It's like, yeah. Oh, who are you talking to? These millennials like this? Because mm-hmm. They should be fucking euthanized.
I'm serious.
We don't need these people.
There was so
like
much
kind
in
of
that movie that I was like, hoo-hee, woo-woo.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
And Andrew Garfield, I actually dug him as Spider-Man, hated him as Peter Parker. I'm like, okay, you don't seem to... Tom Holland, this kid's killing it. He's going to be great.
He
moved
fun.
way off of Suicide Squad. 5 out of 10, if you want to go see it, sure.
Yeah, man.
You could wait for video, though.
You could. You could just totally rip this and be
also,
happy.
Also, there might be an extended cut that might be a little bit better. I doubt it, though.
Honestly, it was, like, for me, the first half was a fucking recruitment, like, montage video.
I did enjoy how they...
the second half was one epic shit fest.
I did enjoy how they showed the background. I was like, the exposition put into it was well done. Of her explaining at the table, and that's why you got the backgrounds of the characters.
Oh, but I already knew that. That was their trailer.
Yeah, no, but I was fine with it. I was like, that's a good way to do that, because I hate exposition that's like, oh, and then that one time, and then it goes back to when the fucking dude got his powers. I was like, oh, I don't give a shit about that. That seems so fucking, like, shoehorned in there. Like, this one would have
worked
all right.
No, but they didn't explain shit about backstory on certain characters that you should have known some. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is the Joker?
Also, fucking, well, they can't do that.
Why the fuck can't they show why he looks like such a...
gangster
shit in that.
They could have done that, yeah.
That's because, what I'm saying. Not like going into his origin, but going into like where he got some of that shit.
They showed him with Harley Quinn being interviewed, and he doesn't have any of the tattoos.
Uh-uh.
And so, yeah, that would have been kind of, or the weird grill. yeah, there's a lot of like wincing in the movie, or like hand to head slapping, or laughing at things you shouldn't be laughing at because it's just terrible.
Yeah, I warned you. I was like, if I go,
yeah,
a lot, don't be mad.
Yeah, he's like, don't mind if I side the whole picture. I was like, okay, that's a 2-hour.
Because I was watching, what other movie did I see? Fuck, I saw another one in the theater.
Star Trek?
It might have been Star Trek, to where, yeah, I was watching Star Trek and I was like, oh shit, they don't know what gravity is. They're not even trying to know what gravity is. They're just having fun.
They're
just having a big old blast. Get in the gravity wind stream. What? The what?
I think I'm going to try to see that tomorrow.
It's fun, you know what I mean?
I really dig the new Star Trek movies. I love the first one.
I love
the second
cast.
The second one was, I'm saying the ensemble works itself. I don't think the director's going to change them. I know that the movie might be dog shit. Like the
I'm
story.
So sad about Anton.
He's
got a thick fucking part too.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, so he's just gone from the next one. That's the dude that played the Russian, the nuclear Wessels, that dude.
Yeah.
He fucking got hit, like, it was fucked up. So he got out of his car and walked to the gate because it was closed, and the fucking car pinned him, correct?
I believe so.
I think that's what happened. Like, he didn't put it all the way in park or something like that, and he was just pinned there.
Yeah.
In front of his... Oh, Jesus Christ. And I heard nothing but good things about him, too. Like, Someone was sitting behind him in a flight, and he was just like talking to this old lady the entire flight. Might have been his grandma, but still,
yeah,
nice of him to not care about the elderly.
Yeah, don't just put her in the bathroom.
He killed it in Charlie Bartlett. Fuck, that movie rocks.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
If you haven't seen Charlie Bartlett, that's a great movie. But yeah, pour one out for you, Anton. Bummer.
Trip.
But yeah, Suicide Squad. Probably
moving on.
And then I've been watching Game of Thrones. I'm at like season 5 now.
Good job.
I don't know if I'm going to rewatch season 6. My favorite season of Game of Thrones, I think is 4.
Okay.
That's the You Know Nothing Jon Snow storyline where he gets captured by the wildlings. Yeah. Joffrey, Tyrion being fucking Tywin. There's a lot of fucking people that I think that's the best one. And that's when Khaleesi chains the dragons.
Okay.
And that's a dichotomy that I fucking loved. When she walks away and she's like, I'm the person that frees everyone, and I'm chaining the things that fucking give me the opportunity to do so.
Yep.
Fuck, that was so cool. But yeah, I think that season 4 is my favorite.
I love Game of Thrones so much.
Are you going to start rewatching it soon? You're probably going to wait till like December, right?
No, because I've got No Man's Sky coming tomorrow.
Oh, shit. You pre-ordered?
Not yet, but... It doesn't matter. Tomorrow. It doesn't matter. It's a fucking digital download. It's not like, the copies are gone.
Oh, yeah, but if you pre-order it now, you can download it so you can start playing at midnight.
But I don't know if I should even do it until I'm about to be off work. Like, I might fuck my life up.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, you're like, I was up till 6 a.m. and then I work at 9.
Yeah,
so
you know what I mean?
Sleep.
Like, oh, yeah, No Man's Sky really dragged me into an abyss of time, like, swallowing.
Yeah, I got Time Vampire. Yeah, I got you. And it looks huge. Do you have any more movies?
Yeah.
A lot?
No. Okay. I watched a bit of Pacific Rim, Turd Basket.
Honestly, I wish they would just make that a video game.
That movie, it's so enjoyable to watch when the machines are starting up or they're getting...
Or fighting.
Like, if there was just no fucking dialogue or story with humans...
I say that about Transformers.
I know, you say
it
about
time.
A lot of things. Like, dude, like, Godzilla, just let them fight.
And
like,
then
just
boom,
let them
there
fight.
You go.
Just let them fucking fight.
2 hours.
You don't even have to be there. All you have to do is say at the beginning, they're gonna fight. Let them fight.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours of them fighting.
Honestly, you'd have the dude that narrated fucking Wonder Years over it. I wouldn't even care.
Doesn't
like,
matter.
Right on.
So
Godzilla, back when I was a little kid, I fought Mothra.
Or the movies to where humans are almost irrelevant.
Yeah, Transformers.
And yet we try so hard to make them relevant. They're technically not very relevant. Like,
do you know Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I thought they did a decent job of that. They focused on the fucking turtles mostly.
Good.
But don't get me wrong, Megan Fox is still a lot in it, and so is fucking Will Arnett. And he fucking sucks in that movie.
Aww.
I love Will Arnett, too. Yeah. He's so good. Like, he's a funny fucking guy, but he dials that shit in.
Ugh.
And, yeah, Stephen Amell as fucking Casey Jones is fucking shitty. Oh, God, it's bad. Like, I was like, you're like a pussy version of the Arrow, but you're Casey... I did not understand, like, the fucking way that he chose to play that. Remember the original Casey Jones?
Yeah.
Badass motherfucker.
Just like Grim Reaper. Yeah.
Didn't give a shit. This motherfucker gets knocked out more times than fucking anyone I've ever seen in a movie.
Super
Jesus.
Duper.
Fuck. All right.
And I did see a little clip of him not being able to talk through the mask. I was like, yeah, it's going to be your little quip.
Yeah,
that's your little fucking one liner. We're in a goddamn Jason mask. It's not that hard.
What else? You said, yeah,
Pack
Rib.
Fuck, do you think a goalie talks to his players, idiot? Like, it happens. I hate everything.
Well, goalie masks are way different now, but go on.
Oh, shut up. Way different now.
They really are.
From, like, the 80s one that he's wearing?
Yeah, because think about goalie masks now. They have the fucking grate in front of them. They look like actual helmets.
I'm saying they still talk through them just fine.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not a big old, like...
I actually wonder if they have, like, the microphones, like kind of like how NFL... Like, they have, like, the coaches...
Yell at someone?
Well, they have coaches, like, they have, like, a headpiece in their thing where coaches can, you know, say, like, plays.
I wonder if... But... I don't know. Every player is going to have one in their ear.
I mean, they probably make enough money to do that.
That'd be pretty baller.
Yeah.
But I'd also be like, shut up, dude. I take the route I take.
Don't turn off your comm, soldier.
What the fuck is that fucking gamer?
Yeah.
I am comm lead.
What else you got?
I also watched The Social Network.
Oh, how was that second viewing?
That's a mopey fucking Aaron Sorkin written kind of just a shitty portrayal of a fucking bitchy billionaire.
Yeah, I saw it once and I was like, I'm all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a dark David Fincher looking film, and it just, I don't know, might be David Fincher. I think it fucking is David Fincher, but just a mopey as fuck movie about a mopey prick. Like, Mark Zuckerberg seems like an absolute tool.
Yeah.
If that even defines him 10%.
You're right, David Fincher.
Yeah, 10% of him. Yeah, God, it's so fucking wet and dark and fucking Boston.
No, I feel like his, like, actual, like, personality is, like, Adventureland or fucking, what's that movie where he's a sleeper agent?
You mean Jesse Eisenberg?
Wait, who are you talking about?
I was saying Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah,
I thought,
the actual person he's portraying.
I thought you meant, like, Mark Zuckerberg.
The actual, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, then, yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, I just feel like I bet there's enough... Because he was going through, like, two major lawsuits when he started Facebook because he stole the idea and, like, threw his partner out and all that shit or whatever. Didn't want to pay him. So I bet there's enough fucking context, like, from other sources to where they're like, oh, we define this dude's kind of a douchebag and, like...
Yeah.
Sort of created a fucking smear website before
he made
Facebook.
All the money, though.
All the monies. Honestly. Yeah, it is, like... It's the Walmart of social media now.
Yep. Everyone's on it.
So I watched that.
And you can get a toilet seat there.
Yeah. Great soundtrack. The mood. I would rather just have that mood on a different movie. Like,
yeah.
Give me another fucking dragon tattoo. Because Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is incredible. It's David Fincher at his prettiest.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
And then I watched Apex, a documentary about the birth of the hypercar.
Oh, I walked in while you were watching
that. Yeah, supercars.
Yeah. Looked pretty
fucking like 270 mile an hour monster cars.
Jesus,
you can buy for
Christ,
$1.5 million.
So scary.
It is frightening. And these people are creating cars that have the same amount of power to weight. So for every pound the car has, it has a horsepower to match it.
Whoa.
So if it weighs like, I think it weighs something like 1,100 pounds, it has 1,100 horsepower.
That's
so
insane.
It's a complete perfect weight ratio.
That's fucked up.
It's silly.
That's fucked up. Listen, dude.
My Kobe, dude, my gray cobalt.
Oh, I thought you meant your Kobe.
She got a power to weight ratio of like, weight is like 10 times the power the engine can pull. It's pretty sweet for now, but I might do some mods.
Yeah, you're working on it. Definitely.
Yeah. I might put a hood scoop on her.
Oh, don't do that.
Two of them.
All right. So you want to hop into Testa Tony?
No.
We didn't do
Black
the movie
Sheep.
We said that
no,
we were
going
to do because we couldn't find it. So Black Sheep is what we decided on because it was on Netflix.
Or Tommy Boy 1.5, however you want to call it.
Yeah, Tommy Boy with a lot more physical humor is what I like to refer to it as. It doesn't have a production budget there, but I'm guessing
probably
it was probably
not
around like 20, 25.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine it'd be 50.
Stay strong, little roots.
Yeah. Please stay strong. Domestic gross was $32 million. And Lifetime, I guess it wasn't released overseas.
No.
Surprise. Well, I guess it was all about fucking elections. They'd be like, what is this horse shit?
We don't have elections here in other countries except America.
No, I'm more so saying like the governor and stuff like that, everything based around it. Yeah, I don't think they would understand a lot of
the subtle nuance of that film.
Of the humor.
So deep. So deep.
Just amazing. So my first note that I wrote down.
It's like a Lars von Trier special.
Is the little kid, he was like, so where's your parents at? And he's like, oh, my mom and dad got a divorce, so now I have to live with my grandma. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why not live with one of the parents?
Because they don't want him anymore. They divorced each other and then threw
him
out
like
garbage.
Not only do I hate this marriage, I fucking hate our kid. Me too. Fuck you. All right.
Yeah,
He He lives with your mom then. Fine.
Bye.
So weird. That blew my fucking mind.
But he's got a cannon on him.
Oh, does he ever?
You got a hell of an arm.
Hell of an arm. but yeah, I felt that was fucking a very odd line of dialogue.
I think one of the most like unrealistic characters in the film is the fucking friend who's a cop. Holy shit, what buddy of yours?
He would let him get... Actually, you
Jesus Christ, give me some credit. Of course I'm letting you run away from this fucking apparent arson.
You know what, though? I feel like back in that day, that was like around... Like, right when they were starting to stop doing like, all right, Pete, you got 3 miles to home. Just make it home safe. I know you just hit this fucking tree, but God, you got kids. Go on. Like, I'll follow you. Like, it used to be like that. So
yeah.
Maybe in a small town, I could kind of believe it, but I do understand what you're saying. That dude was a fuck up.
Oh, yeah. He's like, hey... Yeah, you can take my hot rod police car. Are you a police officer? No, just a big dumb idiot friend of yours.
By
thanks,
the
bro.
Way, if it's stolen, I'm reporting it. Or if you get caught, I'm reporting it stolen. I was like, that's not going to look bad when you report it stolen after it's fucking found.
ROADS.
Yeah, if I've seen enough fucking shows to prove that that's a bad move.
They're gonna be right on to you.
This is one of my favorite things. 14 minutes in, and so far, two trunk bits.
Yep.
He slams his thumbs into one. and then he slams his tie into another. 14 minutes into the fucking movie, they repeated a fucking bit, a physical bit of him slamming a trunk on something of his.
And then it ends with the same bit.
I was about to say, ends with Plain Door catching article of clothing.
Yep.
And he flies off.
He just gets linked into everything around him.
That blew my... I was like, holy shit, they're grabbing straws.
Just pop the dud.
Yeah. Please. Oh, nope. I got this. Oh, man. I did enjoy... It's weird seeing fucking Richard, what's his fucking
Spade.
Name? Spade.
Yeah.
Spade actually like act like he was in SNL days and not fucking some goofy asshole like Joe Dirt or shit like that. I love him as like the preppy douche.
Oh yeah, no, he's great. He like when I said Tommy Boy 1.5 is because they're the same pretty much character.
PCU, yeah. He's like the same fucking character. I love that era of David Spade. He's so good.
He does really good arrogant prick.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, for sure. Yeah, just like privileged white douche.
When he's like, I talked to Charlie. You can punch out. War's over.
Yeah, Charlie's cool.
Charlie's cool. I talked to him.
Who's the fucking, who's that dude?
Drake Savage was fucking, not Nick Nolte.
No, it's the other fucking God weirdo.
He's a lunatic. I forget his name.
I'm looking it up.
Drake Savage.
I can't believe you remember the character's name. And Gary Busey. What were idiots? I didn't look it up, though, by the
way.
I
don't think much about Gary Busey
It
anymore.
Is Gary Busey. Yeah, Drake, wait, but it's Sa Bitch.
Yeah, Sa Bitch.
That's
I used to think it was Drake Savage.
So did I. I thought it was when I rewatched it.
I read his patch when I watched it this time, and I was like, "Oh, Savage."
Oh, you probably watched it with
a TV
subtitles.
Oh no.
What do you mean?
I looked at
his patch.
Yeah, his
patch. Gotcha. Might be.
I'm like, no, it didn't tell me what was written on his coat in the subtitles, idiot.
Well, no, but it would say like you know, Savage if he was off screen or some shit. Yeah, so there was a lot of physical comedy. There was decent humor still in it. Like, Chris Farley's incredible. I don't know if I could do Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah.
Which I think we should do next week.
Man, oh man, there's...
I'm just kidding, you'll have to pay for that. I won't do that to you.
Okay. Thank you.
I just saw his brow get very sweaty, and
I'm
he
trying to
turned
think,
red.
Like, I remember he like goes and meditates and comes onto a mountain with this dude, and he's like, help me, master.
It's like bad Kung Fu Panda,
yeah.
Which is insane.
And, oh yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, it's bad. Way bad. Yeah, I don't know. We're not talking about Beverly Hills Ninja though.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was all my notes, just the bullshit about fucking
I think Tommy Boy is the only one that resonates
way more
to me to this day.
And that came out, Tommy Boy came out what, 2 or 1 year before that? It was around that
time.
It was
right around there. But I mean, shockingly, Farley pulls out 2 teary performances in that film.
Yeah, and actually semi-believable.
Yeah.
Semi.
He's like, get him, brother.
Yeah, his character...
But, like, silly shit. Like, a bird shitting on the rock. Like, damn it, the bird took a shit on the rock.
One of my favorite parts, though, is when the roof gets ripped off and he's on the top bunk and, like, fucking David Spades... No, David Spades is like, oh, I get top bunk. Call top. How's the weather up there? And then the fucking bed breaks. He's just like...
But I think what I like equally is like Chris Farley's expression, because it starts hailing and he just kind of rolls up the blanket and he's just like,
he smiles
super,
yeah, that was a great, no, he's
almost like great,
he's looking up and he smiles and he starts blinking and then turns over slowly and pulls the blanket up. That's a fucking beautiful
it was
moment.
Funny, like I'm like, holy shit, he's in such fucking like morbid anger. He's like,
he's almost like went nuts. Yeah, yeah. I that was actually one of
dude,
the best parts.
Yeah, being like, I went top bunk.
I called top bunk.
Like when he's like hitting him with the bat, with the fucking mop, and he's like, it's digging into my scalp. Oh, it's making it angry.
That portion of the top bunk shit, though, that reminded me of me and you so hard. Because
yeah.
That's what I was like, gotta call top bunk. We would be we just razzing each other like that. I thought that was really funny.
Why are you kicking me?
Yeah, there's definitely solid points of that movie, but it is kind of rough. I might watch that again. Probably I'd give it like a 6.
There's stuff I don't understand as well. Why were dogs chasing his truck?
I don't get that.
No fucking clue.
And that was weird. I was like, I remember this part vividly, but I don't. Is there like dog food in the back? Are they gonna explain
this?
No,
he doesn't explain. He's like, there's no food in here. I think they think the damn truck's in heat.
Yeah,
like,
that was kind of funny.
Like he's just driving and more dogs are, and then he starts barking, which I get, if you were barking, maybe dogs would chase the truck. But before that, he was just canvassing the neighborhood.
Also, how the fuck did he not miss like that whole gathering of people and shit? Like that was the one thing that made me mad. Like I was like, okay, this is almost like too, like it's not just, he's like the biggest fuck up ever.
Yeah. Oh no, he runs into his brother no matter where he is in the state.
Yeah.
With his fuck-uppery.
It's insane.
He's like, yeah, hey, we put you over in Wayne County. And then he's like, ah, I'm at the event. I'm here.
What do you
God
know?
Lordy, I'm here.
All right. What would you give it to him?
And I think one more. When they find out about the voter fraud, and he's telling David Spade, and he's like, look, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and David Spade's like, we got to go to the press immediately. He's like, screw that. Let's roll. Like, I'm like,
could have gotten through
fuck,
this a lot
man.
Quicker.
I know it doesn't really move the plot, but you could have just gone to the media.
Would have been a lot easier.
Instead of bringing Drake Savage with his fucking RPG.
That was pretty rad, though.
To hold down the fort.
That's a likely scenario.
I also thought to myself, Drake Savage blinded that fucking sniper with that glare, but then just left him up there.
Yeah.
All he did was temporarily move his gaze away from his scope. Guy could have popped all of them.
Is fucking Ryan Reynolds in Adventureland?
Yeah, he's the mechanic guy that...
He's not in it a ton, though, right?
He's like the love interest. Like, he's the fucking like Buddha for the fucking
I have not seen
nerdy
that in
kid.
A long time.
Yeah, he's fucking Kristen Bell.
Gotcha.
Or Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. All right, so what would you give it?
6 out of 10.
Yeah, okay, right. It's on. Fun. We're on the same page. And we did movie of the week, Jaws.
Jaws.
Wow.
Of the greatest scores of all time.
Oh, for sure. But did you notice there was a lot of like fucking like, we're building shit and we're doing this.
Oh,
out.
Yeah. That's like because it's still a B movie and you can't get away from that.
I mean, but I don't know. That like kind of blew my mind because I watched this semi recently. All right. Production budget, $7 million. Domestic total gross, $260 million. Worldwide, $470
yeah,
million.
Bingo, bango. It struck bingo. A nerve. Like it was something new. It was something raw. And
it invented the POV shot.
Yeah. I also think that if it didn't have such a fantastic director with such a good vision and like determination to get over the physical limitations of using that fucking mechanical shark by doing other things, utilizing his fucking composer, utilizing his literally awesome fucking cast.
Yeah,
to
well,
the best of their ability,
and the cameraman as well.
Everything. If you didn't do everything he did, you would have had Jaws 2.
Ew.
Which son of a bitch makes Jaws 1 look like it makes it look like the Taj Mahal of movies, and literally number 2 looks like a garbage man outside eating poop.
So don't get me wrong, from 1959 to 1973 he did TV movies and shorts and stuff like that, and then in 1974 he did the Sugarland Express, and then he made Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking literally reinvented the wheel of everything.
That's why I'm saying it's still a fucking B movie. And if you look at anyone else trying to do that, it would have been a piece of fun B movie garbage that people watched when they were high. Like, oh shit, that Jaws movie's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
because
it sucks.
It
yeah.
Instead, it's dude, that's heart pounding. That's fucking. You use the camera to shoot legs because it's easier to invoke fear because it's something beneath you, like
the POV shot.
All that shit
of the shark, Bruce.
Oh yeah, because you can't show that thing too much. Fuck.
Right, and that was actually the huge thing. I mean, they always say like failure is the mother of invention. So
and he really did.
They failed at making that shark like look real and like swimming wise, so they had to just not shoot it and shoot it from the shark's eyes.
Barrels and legs, baby.
And it fucking worked so well. And not only that, it made it way more creepy because like you spent less time in the water and knowing what was there and only seeing the surface of like things coming at you.
I love when Quint says like he's like she's gone into the boat.
Yeah.
She's gone into the damn boat. Like you're
three
like
barrels.
What's that mean? What's that mean? I don't know why. Why is he worried about under the boat? Like
I like the yeah he
can't
like,
go under with three barrels.
Yeah, can't go under with three barrels. Yeah, Quinn, he had a great death scene in it too. The acting in it was incredible. I really enjoyed it. All the characters were very rich. The wife and Chief Brody.
Yeah.
Him and his wife and their two sons, correct?
Dude,
they had two sons?
Yeah.
Their dichotomy with their children was fucking great. I just loved how they interacted with them. It was very 70s-ish.
Cracked the fuck up when I saw it was an Honest trailer for it, and he was like, watch Chief Brody work on a buzz the whole time while he's trying to get that damn shark. And literally, you just see him pouring drinks in about 12 scenes.
Yeah, I mean, like,
they get the dinner table, he gets wasted, then they go cut open the shark.
Yeah, and he gets wasted on the boat after that.
So wasted on the boat. But
he
it's funny, he's like always trying to chase a buzz while he's fucking killing sharks.
Hey, man, that's some stressful ass work, I feel it.
Oh, dude, he literally lived in a nothing town. And the mayor is nearly a fucking...
Psychopathic
murderer.
Does not care, just wants the dollars.
He's like, dude, we've only had a few deaths. Need that vacation
money? He was like, dude, take the picture of that fucking shark and be like, that's the one.
Yeah. That's all we need to do.
I'm not going
to
have that Kindler boy all over the fucking docks.
Yep.
What was it? Well, I can't remember the fucking kid's name. It was Kinder or some shit like that. But yeah, rewatchability, way high.
Way high.
And not only that, Richard Dreyfuss fucking murders in that movie. He's so good.
He is
so
the
good.
Coolest fucking, like...
What are those called? Oceanographers?
Oceanographer hipster dude
ever. He's like, wow, this must have cost a lot of money. You get funding for this government? And he was like, no. He's like, you rich? He's like, yeah. I love that it wasn't like, no, I was, you know, came from a poor family. He's like, no, I'm rich. He's like, how much? He's like, well, me or the family. And it just totally says he's just some rich douche that fucking went to like.
Who loves the shit, yeah.
Yeah, and like he's like, this is my passion. This is what I do. My family pays for it. We're well off. I was like, that's so amazing because everything else now would be like, no, I was self-made, like blah, blah, blah. I saved up. I sold my house. My girlfriend dumped me because.
No, he pretty much is like, nope, just way realistically
rich.
Who I am.
Way rich, that's all.
And he's awesome because he's fucking hardcore. Like,
yeah.
He knows how to fucking run line, he knows how to fight, you know, like, he's...
Well, he's also fucking like, I loved the scene where they, before they shoot the first barrel, he's got the tracker, and that's what he was trying to find what's his name, Quinn?
Quinn.
When Quinn's about to shoot, he's like, get up here, and like fucking, he finds the tracker and puts it on, and he was like, don't wait for me, like ready to like lose fingers, because that rope's going to burn to the fuck
don't
off.
Don't you wait for me.
Yeah, and he's like, are you ready? He's like, just don't wait for me, go. And I was like, that's so cool. And so many movies try to follow that, like there's the scientist, there's the guy that's like, I'll hunt him, but I need more money.
Yeah.
And then there's the fucking dude that's like a bumbling idiot, which is the chief of police.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Well, it kind of in that small town, you kind of get those dopey idiots.
Then you hit that fucking last scene and the boat slowly sinking. God, that's a beautiful fucking shot.
It's tight.
And he's just like, smile pretty, you son of a. So rad. Jaws is amazing.
Richard Dreyfuss is an incredible talent in that film.
Dude, and then he comes off and does Close Encounters after that, correct?
I think so, yeah.
In Close Encounters, Richard Dreyfuss is incredible. Like, what about Bobby's manic Richard Dreyfuss? This is, like, before that stage, and he's really
fucking
good.
Before he kind of got roughed up. Life roughed him up.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just, like, yeah, he's a beautiful actor to watch in this time period, and Jaws really showcases him well.
Yeah. I love when he fucking backtalks Quinn, like, everything Quinn says. He's just like, oh, don't go do
that, Eric. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, man.
They also sing so many fucking, like, ship songs, like, pirate songs.
Yeah, see, I had to fast forward through a lot of it because you were trying to get out of here early today, so I didn't get to see all that. I just went to, like, the scenes that I knew that I wanted to see.
Yeah.
But I do remember that vaguely. We're all getting hammered on the fucking boat, too.
Also, Quinn knows all the goddamn fish names.
Yeah.
He knows every fish ever.
So does
could be a marlin, could be a hammerhead.
What's this? Dreyfuss knows a lot of fucking. Well, he's also an oceanographer.
Shit,
yeah, but yeah,
biology and all that. Yeah.
When Quint he puts on the straps to the chair and then locks in the fucking, like, just that scene alone, I was like,
the
this
slowest
is awesome.
Like nobody, the unawareness around him while he's deadline focus and fucking what's his face is just trying to tie a knot.
Yeah.
And he's so excited about his little knot, and literally he's like,
yeah.
And he's like, grab some water, pour it on the reel.
That was cool as fuck, dude. There's a lot of really just like inventive ways to show shit that you don't know about, but in a cool way, too.
Yeah.
Throwaway shit, but yeah, it makes it more realistic, more believable.
It was great. I mean,
you can definitely see, it felt like they shot a lot during the day and then put like a dark filter on shit. Did you get that feeling?
I could see that.
I felt like
that.
Why
did they do that?
Well, because I think they wanted to shoot at, they wanted to make it look at night, but they...
Oh, they just couldn't do it.
Exactly, because there's like a lot of like them really shadowed and like the sky is still pretty bright. So I think that might have been a daytime and then they went back and post and put a filter over when they shot it. I don't know.
I love it. And besides a few of the fucking city, I mean the like shoreline scenes, it's pretty much a fucking movie on a boat.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, the last like hour.
They take off, what, like half hour in?
No, they're on the shore for a while. I would say like about the last like hour 15, they're on the boat.
I thought it was like 2 hour movie.
2 hour and 4 minutes.
Okay.
So yeah, like 45 minutes to an hour, they're on land, like establishing everything. Like you get the girl at the beginning and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then you get where the shark was in the bay, and then that's when they start like going after it.
Hanging out and talking.
But then you get the little kid dying, which is a fucked scene. Oh, and what was really cool is when the little kids had the fake shark back, and they're like, get out of the water, and fucking, you see, like, old people getting trampled. I was like, wow, that's a fucking really cool, like, choice to put in.
What the fuck happened to...
Because that would be happening. No one give a shit about the old. They'd be like, fuck them, they're dead anyways.
Move!
God, they stink like death.
Smell like fuck butthole. Get out of my face!
You got anything else?
It's just my favorite fucking, like... B movie, especially of that genre. There's nothing like it in a genre.
You know
genre.
What's fucked up? It's not it like it, it. It has the essence of a B movie, but it's a fucking blockbuster movie.
It is because of what talent put it together.
Exactly. So
if
I think
some garbage human was the director, you would not be thinking of Jaws today.
Also, I don't think like the I mean, B movie did exist. It might have like that
B
was
meaning like the production value.
No,
and, like,
totally.
The quality.
But I'm saying like that meaning of it wasn't like that well used then. So they were just making movies, and they and
with
later
they
on they're like, oh, that's like
it
a B movie.
It, I think it falls into just a budgeted genre of what a B movie was at that time. Now,
yeah,
but you go, why the fuck were they able to do this?
Well, $7 million in 1974 seems like a lot of money.
I mean.
Not
it's
now.
Not
at
a
all.
AAA title, or
no?
Anything.
I would say that, yeah. Well, you're using fucking stocks and bonds now. Fucking,
no.
Oh, it's like the housing
AAA video games.
It's like the housing crash.
Shut up.
Here's my Jenga set.
You don't know anything.
So
about the
So AAA's, and then the C's are down
so
here.
Down here we have what's called a tranche,
and then it crashes. No, all right. So I would give it a 9.
I give it a 9.5, man. That's
I
like
would,
a fucking fun movie.
I can watch that movie fucking whenever. Yeah. I'm happy that I have it on my flash drive because
I'm
definitely I'm
down
watch
to
it.
Clown with that movie.
Oh shit! Whoop whoop, fam. All right, so let's go back here. Yeah, watch Jaws. If you haven't seen Jaws, honestly, it
yeah,
will...
fuck you, but then also watch it.
Well, no, I mean, like, you know, I was going to say in a while, but also, yeah, fuck you. Yeah. But I haven't seen it in years and years, and I watched rewatched it like 6 months ago, and fuck, I was so impressed with it. And I think you will be too. All right, so let's see. Next week, Tone, what are we doing? Oh, I have Netflix pulled up already.
Beautiful.
I found one, Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon, man, phenomena.
Oh my god,
that's phenomena, but with phenomenon.
I know. Wait, phenomenon with John Travolta.
It's so weird. Yeah,
is it where he's like a fucking like farmer, and like,
then he can start. He gets telekinesis after he gets struck by lightning.
Mother of God.
We also have Superstar.
No.
Okay, that one's rough. Hold on a second.
Molly Shannon.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
You want to do Sleepy Hollow?
I'm down on that.
Sweet.
I smoke after that, dude. That's a tight movie.
I think I remember.
Wait, is our Big Boy?
No, that's Tessa Tony.
Okay.
Big Boy, we can also go to Netflix, I suppose.
Hollows Eve.
No, Sleepy Hollow, dumbass.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I was like, you're not going to watch the right movie, are you?
You're so stupid.
Oh, fuck. You want to do Sling Blade? I've never seen that.
How have you never seen Sling Blade?
I don't know. Because it wasn't about robots and it came out a long time ago?
I mean, you're choosing.
Or Bob Ross the whole first season.
Don't be funny.
I never am. I can't even... Sling Blade won't pop up now that I said it. It's like a new... That is set a okay. That's continue watching. That's why. Sling Blade. Give me a little something about it. What's it about, Tone?
It's about a dude who mows lawns and he talk like this.
Is that
Billy Bob?
Okay. What's it about though?
I forget. I mean, I know it's like an emotional story, but it's about like him kind of living in. The word I don't know. You know what I mean? Read the little fucking paragraph.
It's not coming up with one.
Read
I keep
the fucking paragraph.
I keep fucking clicking, man, and it like totally doesn't.
Shut up.
That was very racist of me. I apologize.
I know.
What else we got
for all of our Latino listeners?
Yeah,
out there,
I am fuck sorry. Whoo.
Let me read this to you real quick.
Insensitive.
Carl Childers, a simple man hospitalized since his childhood. Blah blah blah. Carl's released from a mental hospital about 20 years after murdering his mother and another person. He's also questioned if he'll ever kill again. He just shrugs in response and says, you know, the reason, you know, that he's not going to, blah, blah, blah. Pretty much he just occupies himself by fixing motors and mowing lawns and shit.
Gotcha, but he could kill again.
He could be a killer, but he's mentally, like, disturbed.
It sounds almost...
But he's gentle, like, he's a gentle...
Right, it sounds almost like the Green Mile.
It is, but he's out in the open.
Right, yeah, totally. I understand that. But it sounds like the character that fucking...
He eventually makes a friend that I think starts doing fucked up shit.
Oh,
and
kind
he
of
notices.
Back into it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I think it's an incredible film, and it's an incredible... Like, Billy Bob Thornton, I think, got the Oscar for it.
I was also going to say the Swordfish popped up.
Huh?
Swordfish?
I love Swordfish.
Yeah? Is it good?
Have you ever seen it?
I don't think so.
You should watch Swordfish. It's way more up your alley.
Okay, we'll do Swordfish then.
Just because it's a fucking sweet action film with fucking like sweet Matrix style filming, and you would like it.
Oh, is it kind of like Equalizer?
Not at all.
Okay. Wait, is that the movie with Christian Bale?
The Equalizer has fucking... No, I thought that had fucking Denzel Washington.
What am I thinking of then with Christian Bale, where he has guns and a trench coat?
Oh, you're talking about Equilibrium.
Ah, that's it.
Which is way better than every movie we've talked about.
Equilibrium is great. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Equilibrium is good, though. All right.
Wait,
so,
what are we watching?
We're doing Swordfish for Movie of the Week, Sleepy Hollow for Test of Tony, and then we'll figure out something for Genre 5, I'm sure. And if not, go fuck yourself. And then until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.